Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And students at the Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School are being recognized for their outstanding achievements this month. At the Bad Axe Elementary, honorees include Shay Coughlin, Hazel Bembach, Nori Weller, Echo Cross, Braylon Bersky, Briella Popham, Anastasia Simpson, Mavis Williams, Josie Wooshlager, and Claire Ozentoski. At the Bad Axe Middle School, recognized students are Axel Buckland, Isaac Bailey, Mia Bolesman, Gabby Clark, Marin Strait, Adelaide Loafer, Cambry Schramsky, Sadie Fisher, Haley Prill, and Amia Anderson. Also recognized but not pictured on our website is Corey McCoy. Congratulations to all the students honored at the Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School. For a complete list of names and photographs, you can go to thumbnet.net. And Huron County Commissioners approved several expenditures and staffing changes during Wednesday's meeting. Approval was given to purchase a new computer for Michigan State University Extension from Dell Technologies for $861 and a radar trailer for the Sheriff's Office from All Traffic Solutions, Inc. for $12,428. On the staffing front, Bailey Tulaski was hired as a casual employee in the Building and Zoning Office at $15 per hour. Randy Smiglinski will transfer to a full-time enforcement officer position in the court with a salary of $65,629. The board also approved reassigning the district court attorney, magistrate attorney referee to the Friend of the Court office as attorney referee and juvenile attorney referee. Caitlin Iden will transfer to a full-time senior equalization assistant position in the equalization office with a salary of $42,027 and resigning from her previous role as account clerk caseworkers in the Friend of Court office. And the United States Senate has unanimously approved a bipartisan bill led by Michigan Senator Gary Peters aimed at stopping federal payments from going to deceased individuals. The Ending Improper Payments to Deceased Peoples Act would give federal agencies permanent access to complete death data from the Social Security Administration. The move is designed to prevent waste of taxpayer dollars and improve government oversight. Under the bill, agencies would be required to cross-check the data before issuing payments. Earlier this year, a temporary version of that access helped recover more than $31 million in improper payments in just 5 months. The bill now heads to the House for consideration. Senator Peters says the goal is simple: to protect taxpayer money and strengthen the integrity of federal payment systems, part of his ongoing push to reduce government waste and improve efficiency. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is issuing a new warning about computer ransomware as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, urging residents and businesses to stay alert and take precautions. Nessel says ransomware can be financially and operationally devastating, infecting devices, encrypting files, and locking users out until ransom is paid. But she adds, these attacks are often preventable with strong security habits. One of the most common ways ransomware spreads is through phishing, fake emails, or messages that look legitimate but contain malicious links or attachments. The Attorney General's office recommends using a regularly updated security software, installing system updates promptly, verifying suspicious messages before clicking, avoiding public Wi-Fi, and backing up important data to external or cloud storage. When we come back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Site and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, former Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has voiced concern that partisanship is harming the judicial nomination process. Speaking at a legal forum, he said recent confirmation battles have become driven to ideology rather than qualifications. Alito urged both parties to restore civility and respect for constitutional norms. Legal scholars echoed his call, noting the rise in public distrust of the high court. Supporters say transparency is key to restoring faith in the judiciary. The remarks have rekindled debate over potential reforms to nomination procedures. And in our international news, the International Monetary Fund says global growth forecasts remain slightly improved despite trade tensions. The IMF projects worldwide economic expansion at 3.2% this year. The U.S. economy is expected to grow by about 2%, boosted by manufacturing. However, inflation pressures and tariffs remain challenges. Financial experts call the recovery resilient but fragile. The IMF urges governments to prioritize fiscal discipline and innovation. Get the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.